and welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Katerina Albanu, and this week we're going to have a look at vertical video and how attitudes towards it are changing. Videos have for a very long time been shot and watched in landscape mode, whether at the cinema, on the TV, or on YouTube on your laptop. But smartphones have changed the way we watch and film video. More and more apps are now forcing their users to film vertically, but many were already doing that. Snapchat recently told one of its Discover partners, the Daily Mail, that vertical video ads were watched up to 9 times more than horizontal ones. But a starting point to determine how important vertical video could be for your content at this time is to figure out how many are watching your video on their mobile in the first place. Zainab Barakat, a John S. Knight Journalism Fellow at Stanford University and former video producer at the New York Times, is looking at how news videos can be made more engaging for those who watch them on a smartphone. She says showing vertical video to mobile users makes for a better experience.
The thing is, I think it matters less what the content is for vertical. I think what matters more is thinking about the user and how the user watches that video. And I think we're being, as filmmakers and as content makers, kinder to the viewer if we expect them to watch this content on mobile to make it vertical because they can hold it more easily. It works within the app world, which is all designed vertically in a more native, logical way. I think this is going to be an awkward transition for content makers, but we can't ignore that more and more people are watching content on mobile. And different content makers have different audiences. So for some people, it makes absolute sense that if they're distributing their content on Snapchat, that they should make their content vertical.
She says those who look down on vertical video and don't try to explore what they can do with it are missing out.
Now I think there's an opportunity to explore what beautiful framing can you do vertically. If we were to make high quality films vertically, I think we have this whole new visual language to explore. And that's exciting to me. I think when we dismiss it as an amateurish way to shoot, I think we're missing an opportunity to tell stories in a whole new way with a whole new artistic visual language.
Experimenting with vertical video is exactly what mobile journalism expert Rob Montgomery has been doing. One style of vertical video that has worked quite well, for example, is a very static shot where only a small number of elements are moving. Think clouds in an otherwise still time lapse.
With Meerkat, with Periscope, with Snapchat, I mean, vertical video is part of the language with mobile storytelling. But vertical video presents a number of problems. One is, you know, formatting. Another is how do you deal with motion? And then it challenges things like how do you do traditional, you know, reporting with interviews? And so I've done some tests where I found that, of course, vertical video, just like horizontal video, always looks better when your phone is mounted onto a tripod. Some of the other research I've done was when we were looking at Snapchat, how, you know, people like CNN were using a very smart language in their vertical display of information to minimize the video or moving pixels in any of their vertical display of information. When you look at how they're using animation or they're using vertical, it presents a full screen experience. But oftentimes, many of the pixels are still. And that works a lot better than full motion, walkthrough, making people want to vomit, you know, video tours with live stream apps, which is a lot of the stuff we're seeing right now.
But vertical video poses a number of questions when it comes to traditional news shots like interviews. For example, where do you get your interviewee to look? While the usual framing convention for horizontal means there's always looking room, how does this translate to vertical video? And of course, there are more questions.
How does vertical video look when you're interviewing somebody? How does it work if you're trying for a two-shot when you want the interviewer and the subject? You know, it seems like it's going to be too cramped. How do we deal with audio problems? We found that with Periscope, attaching a digital mic or any kind of digital in audio is unreliable right now until they squash that bug. So we have to use analog mics to improve the audio. Anything's better than using the built-in microphone on your phone.
One way to experiment with vertical video is to split the screen into separate sections.
Some of the things we've already tried that have worked pretty well is dividing that vertical video screen into a static lower panel and an active upper panel. I've done some experiments where that lower panel was just an iPad that I had a presentation and it's just framed in the bottom half of a vertical screen. And that works really well. So you've got a talking head and, you know, the slides can move down or you can have video moving down below within that second lower panel. And that has been a pretty good, a well-received experiment and something certainly that would work for a news report, a news bulletin. Can work for a lecture, can work for guitar lessons, can work for a lot of different ideas. So I think we're going to see, you know, dividing that vertical video field into sub panels is going to be a popular one. I think we're going to find that static video where there's not a lot of internal motion is going to be really key.
But vertical video doesn't look great on desktop, does it? It turns out the player you're using can make a difference.
Vimeo, for example, allows for vertical video aspect ratio in a way that works in the player without showing the black bars. Also, Facebook does the same thing. YouTube shows black bars on the side, and that's YouTube's fault. I think if YouTube were to create a player that could host vertical video in a more native way that would take out those black bars, like these other players have done, Vimeo and Facebook, on the desktop, then I think people wouldn't associate vertical with an ugly looking screen.
Rob also had to look into ways of making vertical video work on desktop when it came to embedding his own video experiments into horizontal presentations.
So what I had to do was come up with a keyframe graphic that has in one section of the screen over on the right vertical third, an iPhone 6 Plus graphic. And in that port window, I can put a vertical video. And then I have other parts of my screen where I can put contextual information. Now, what are the people saying? What do I want to highlight about panels or, you know, internal motion or anything like that?
Broadcasters like the BBC are also having to look at vertical video in a new light. It might not be their format of choice, but as eyewitnesses could be shooting vertical video with the latest batch of live streaming apps or their native camera apps, it's becoming harder to dismiss. Mark Settle, smartphone trainer at the BBC, says that while filming horizontally is obviously still the ideal scenario, it might be time to start thinking about vertical video differently.
It's an interesting concept, the idea of using the sidebars for extra information. Who knows, it could go as far as advertising this space for hire. There is the question, though, that if you've got the main footage in the vertical portion of the center of the screen, are you really going to be asking the viewers at the same time to take in, assimilate content either side that is an addition to or complementary to what they're seeing in the center? So that's an interesting balance to strike. You can get around that, of course, by just filming your content horizontally in the first place. But look, we can't be sort of entirely immune to the growth of vertical orientation. It is how people hold their phones. It's not how traditional broadcasters would like them to hold their phones. But as change is happening, do we need to go along with it? And I think that probably needs to be the case now. It will involve a new grammar, a new language of putting together footage. It's just something very different to what's been done for the last 70, 80, 90 years. This kind of change won't happen overnight for a large organisation. Newer organisations that haven't been traditionally bound by the formats that they've always used are much more fleet of foot and therefore can adapt more quickly. It is a very exciting time. As I say, though, it is proving quite a challenge for mainstream broadcasters for whom the traditional outlets of online and TV, vertical footage there still doesn't look right.
And as vertical video shot on mobile doesn't translate that well onto desktop or TV, the reverse is also true. How far off are we from video journalists actually filming vertical videos to distribute on smartphones?
Given the straight choice between the two orientations, at the moment, the BBC, many other mainstream broadcasters, for their current output, would prefer landscape. The advent of Snapchat Discover and these new formats is meaning that people are having to think about, can you shoehorn landscape footage into that kind of new vertical orientation, or do you need to shoot in a different way? Are we going to get to the point where we're saying to journalists using smartphones, can you shoot two versions of the story you're at? One that will be suitable for vertically held phones, another that will be suitable for landscape broadcast. It may well be that we need to think about going down that path, but then you're demanding even more of the journalists on the scene.
Over in the States, an app called Vervid, pitching itself as the YouTube of vertical video, is due to launch in private beta in the next few weeks. The team wants to create a platform specifically designed to host vertical video, where users could save their videos for posterity and share them with the community. Co-founder John Whaley explains what Vervid is all about.
We believe there's a time and a place for vertical and horizontal video. So our stance is definitely not that horizontal is, you know, going away or anything like that. But we do want to open up people's minds to the idea that human behaviors around video, especially mobile video, are evolving. So what made sense 5 years ago is completely changing now that we're shifting our behaviors with these mobile devices we carry in our pockets.
He says focusing on this format alone means you can build a space where vertical video can come into its own.
It's funny that people don't complain about Square, even though you're seeing less of the video when it's a Square video than you would be seeing if it was a vertical video. But what's interesting about platforms that do Square, like Instagram and Vine and all the other Square platforms, is that they're focusing specifically on Square, and they're doing Square really well. So what we want to do is do vertical first and focus just on vertical to create a space where everything's consistent. And what happens when you focus on one specific form factor or aspect ratio is that you can create a UI that's built specifically for that, where you're putting like content with like content. So there's a consistency there.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Catalina Albano.